Hello, welcome to the Marketing Meetup podcast. My name is Joe Glover. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen today. Today, we're going to be hearing from Chris Williams. Chris speaks very frankly, very honestly, and very usefully about LinkedIn lead generation. And I'll let him explain his views on this in particular. I'm going to keep my introduction short and sweet because this is a slightly longer talk than usual, so you don't need me blabbing on. But there's two things that I need to let you know before we get going. The first is I got to say a big thank you to Baz Richardson, the lovely, lovely Baz of Bravo Marketing, who matches creative solutions with results. He doesn't do creativity for the sake of it. He does creativity for the sake of business. Baz is just that kind of man, and I've declared my love for him many a time on this podcast. If you'd like to know more about him, head to bravomarketing.co.uk. And for the first time ever, I'm also going to introduce another company to you. We've got Columba. Columba match agencies to clients. And the whole idea is that you go to Columba when you've got something that needs completing. And you say to them, I've got this project. Who should I be speaking to? And they'll match you with the people they think are right. It's very simple, but it saves you time and helps you find the right agency. They're run by a guy called Sam, who's in Birmingham, and we've really got to know him over the course of time and really got to enjoy his company and what Columba do. So we're grateful for them supporting the podcast too. So, short and sweet from me, all that's left to do is to pass you over to Chris and say, I really hope you enjoy.
Hello. How are we all? That was brilliant. And my presentation is going to look pretty shit now. But oh well. So proper LinkedIn marketing, that's what I do, that's who I am. If I get the right side of my notes. This is the first time I've actually done this presentation this way round. So if I do have to look at my scrawly handwriting, please don't think any less of me. So the title of this was about LinkedIn lead generation. So did anyone come here specifically to know about LinkedIn lead generation? Sorry guys, I'm really going to piss you off because that's kind of not what proper LinkedIn marketing is about. We're going to touch on it a little bit, but I'm going to explain a little bit more about the real power of LinkedIn. Right, is everyone on LinkedIn? Yes. I know there's only one of you connected. I'm standing on someone's jacket here, sorry. I know one of you is connected to me because he came and fangirled and said hello to me earlier.
Actually, I have a poster.
You got a poster as well? Fantastic. I'll sign it for you. Right. So who am I? I'm Chris Williams. I run a company called GetDoddle, part of GetDoddle, which is a software business for project management, a little bit of a browser extension, and we do all task management. We kind of fell on our feet with marketing to the point where that is now funding our software business. So I kind of head up the marketing side of the business. My co-founder, Paul, heads up all the tech stuff and stuff that I don't understand. What we do, we write stuff on LinkedIn. That's basically what we do. We write content and we get a shit ton of engagement. I'll go through why that happens in a minute, but you just see little posts on there. What was that? 170,000 views, 5 million views, 4 million views. Anyone get any sort of engagement like that? This isn't me, Billy Big Bollocks, at the front. This is a genuine question to see if anyone else is getting that sort of level of engagement on LinkedIn.
When I said I was going on Dragons then.
There you go. Yeah. So I'm going to touch on why views don't actually mean shit. Because views are great. You think your views are getting lots of people viewing your stuff. That's absolutely brilliant. But when I tell you that an actual post view on LinkedIn is only that your post has been featured on someone's feed. How many times do you scroll through the feed? Do you stop at everything you see? You're still getting a stat for someone viewing your content. So views, to be fair, load of bollocks. That's the bit that's more important, the engagement. So that's the stuff that if you are looking at trying to offer or trying to up your LinkedIn game, you need to be focusing on the engagement side of stuff rather than the vanity metrics. So what is LinkedIn? Hands up. Shout, what is it?
By describing by them, it's a place where you can find a job.
That's place where you can find a job.
LinkedIn, yep. Page.
Anyone else?
Business community.
Business community.
Facebook for business.
Facebook for business, I like that. Tinder, anyone? Anyone been hit on LinkedIn? Inappropriate messages? Hey, beautiful, you look cool. I get that all the time.
My wife was approached by a guy whose his pitch was his wife is dead. I'm not joking. He started with his wife is dead, he lost his family, how about going out for a drink?
Did it work?
My wife said no.
Yeah, don't do that. Lads, don't do that. Right. If I try and explain what LinkedIn originally was, basically it was one of them, a digital Rolodex. So digital there are some people in here who look older than me, so I know you know what a Rolodex is. Basically, it was something that sat on your desk and it had all your business cards in, and it's a digital version of that. Now the difference is that back in those days when you got business cards from somebody, you had a point of contact with them. You'd physically met them. You'd been to an event like this, or a marketing event, or a networking, or a breakfast club, or dare I say, BNI or anything. Any BNI members? No? Thank fuck for that. Sorry if you are. You had a genuine contact with that person. Nowadays, has anyone got more than 500 connections on LinkedIn? Anyone more than 10,000? Anyone more than 20,000? How many of your 10,000 do you know?
About four.
There we go. So we've lost the personal touch when it comes to that. So now your feed is just full of connections with, who the fuck are they? We all accept because we think vanity metrics is good, or we've got this idea that we've got to build as many people within our network as possible. But we tend not to know who's in it. I've got 25, 27,000 connections. I ain't got a clue who they are. Some of them, I know you now. Some of them I do. But we've lost that personal touch of what originally a Rolodex was and business networking was. I cannot remember what my next slide is, so we're going to go there. So traditionally, LinkedIn was about lead gen. It was about building a community, and it was about harnessing that community to try and market to. What it gets used for more and more, and you can see what I say on there, it's throwing shit at the wall, is we're downloading lists of people. We're sending them marketing messages. We're connecting with people and then instantly firing a pitch to them saying, buy my shit. Anyone ever brought from somebody who fired a pitch to their your inbox the second you connected? Anybody do that? An honest guy at the end. We've all done it. Fucking hell. He's a Brummie and all. Well done, well done. There you go. Now, there is two problems when you do throw shit at a wall. One, you get dirty hands. But two, there's a very good possibility you pee off the people that you're wanting to connect to. How many people get a little bit frustrated when they get pitched to? Would you then go and seek their help with something in the future? So you can see that the reason why it doesn't really work like that anymore. So we've got to find another way of doing it. And that should have been a slide before, but you see the point. Buy my shit, it's not going to work. You can shove someone's face into a computer as much as you want, it's not going to work. We can still be targeted. And we don't have to download a list and then fire it off to people that we want to connect to and hope that they will buy our stuff from us. We can actually be incredibly targeted with our messaging, with how we use the search features. Anyone got Sales Navigator? Yep, some of the features that you got within Sales Navigator allow you to really drill down onto the people that you want to do. But if we just throw marketing messages to people that we think want to hear our journey, all we're gonna do is one, it's still throwing shit at the wall, we're gonna start to alienate people. We're either not gonna get the right feedback from why it's not working, which is probably more important, and we're not going to get the sales. The best way that you can target people and find out whether someone wants to buy your stuff and find out if they're part of your tribe is to do that. Now, this is the bit where at the start where I said about lead, this isn't about lead gen. LinkedIn is kind of about building relationships. Anyone use it for building genuine relationships? One, two, three, four. Good. When you want to buy, so if you've got a service you're looking, if somebody in your friendship group offers that service and they're not a dick, would you buy from them? And that's generally because you know them, you trust them, you kind of like them. So you're happy to part your money with those people. And we can do that with LinkedIn. We don't have to have an audience of 40-odd thousand people to sell to. We can actually just build relationships one by one. And the easiest way of doing that on LinkedIn is not by downloading lists, is not by targeting people based on demographic and things like that. It really is just talking to people. Have a chat, engage. How many people in this room now spend time on a daily basis talking to your connections? Is everyone using LinkedIn on a daily basis? Just make sure, yeah? So there's a lot more hands that are using it on a daily basis than that. Anyone want to be brave and tell me how they're using it when they're not doing that? List building, looking where people work, spying, bit of stalking.
Looking for bullshit.
You just look at my page, it's full of it. Yeah. So talking to people, when you build a bit of a relationship, this is how we've built a business with proper LinkedIn marketing, where 100% of our leads, 100% of our revenue comes from LinkedIn. We couldn't sell it if we weren't doing it. So, and we only do it by writing content and talking to people. And by, if anyone does connect with me and seeing any really god-awful videos, you might understand why. Get to know your audience. You don't have to know all 20,000. Get to know a small group of people. Because when you got a small group of people, and they all like your stuff on a regular basis, and they comment on your stuff, and then they start to build relationships with you, you know what they will do eventually? Anyone?
Recommend you.
There we go. You can't answer this. You know my shit. Recommend you. Yeah? So that is the secret. That is the absolute secret when it comes to lead generation, to building audiences, to getting revenue from LinkedIn, is don't treat your network like a number or a list, because they're humans. Humans buy from humans. They don't buy from bots. I know that's kind of wrong with what you've just presented, because they do use bots, but you know what I mean. Treat them as if at any given moment, they would be someone that would recommend you to their network. You only have to have 10 connections. And if they've all got 10 connections, and they've all got 10 connections, how far can your message go when you've got people that like people that like people? So I know this is totally not a normal LinkedIn lead gen thing where someone would stand at the front and say, well, this is how you find people with this demographic. Because that's just boring. Be human. That is literally the end of the slide. I always make them quite short because there's normally quite a few questions. I'm kind of hoping there's going to be at least two so I don't look a total arse now. You've got at least one. Go on.
I've got a lot of connection, but yep. The connection that I make are basically the people that I've met,
yep.
Or people I've communicated with, or I've just connected with you just now,
yep.
On LinkedIn. But I get loads of requests from people who have got no... Nothing in common with me, they've not got a message there, or anything like that. And people don't know you've got to accept your connection, because the bigger network you have is that you're and that kind of thing. Do you accept everybody? Because I don't.
If we went back a few slides where it says you build the network of the small people that you like and trust, I actually do connect with everyone. So if everyone sends me a connection request, I will accept it. For two reasons. One, I don't know if you offer value to me. And I don't know your reason for wanting to connect with me. I'd be very daft just to say fuck right off from the outset rather than exploring it. If it transpires that I get pitched to straight away, bye-bye, you're off. But certainly... Treat it as
you
somebody that you might. I get quite a few connection requests, so I haven't got time to go and I've got somebody that does. If anyone does send me a message, it is me that replies, but somebody does do some of my engagement for me just because there isn't an amount of time in the day. So I personally don't send messages to say thanks for connecting, hi, that sort of stuff. All of my engagement's done through our content, and we're getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of views everything that we post, so we can afford to not be as direct as that. But if you've got a small network, strike up the conversation. Thanks for connecting. Tell me a bit what you're doing. It might lead to somebody going, you know what? I want to hire you. So.
Yeah. So you talk about content.
Yeah.
So content's clearly getting a lot of views.
you have a central philosophy for that content?
I have a philosophy on the entire usership of LinkedIn, which kind of filters into the content. And the first one is what we said at the start, don't be a dick. Treat everyone as if they would recommend your business. If you use that as a guideline, you'll realize that a lot of the stuff that you produce, comment, and engage with isn't dickish. It's you being you and human. What I would say, there are certain rules that you need to adhere to with posting times, with how you format content, whether you post links in posts and things like that. If you want any of that sort of advice, on my profile, there's an absolute shit ton of articles that tell you how to do all that sort of stuff. But in terms of content, I mix video, written content, and documents, the document feature, which we've now all got, as a, you know, as you, if you go on there, you'll see it's one after the other, one after the other. Yeah.
I try hard not to be a dick, and my other half disagrees strongly with that. I've got my customers in the room who also think I'm a dick.
Yeah.
But in terms of that, are there any, you talk about there's a whole, you know, panoply of messaging out there. Would you say that are there three elements that, if you could just name three things where you go, okay, this content bites, what would you put up there?
Humor is massive. If you've spent any time on my feed, you'll know that I'm an absolute jackass, and I literally take the piss out of everything. That works for me. Make sure it works for your brand. I'm not going to suggest that you do this if it's not what you would normally be like. The bottom line is there isn't three things. Just be you. If that's how you would communicate face-to-face in a network meeting, like if we were networking right after there, if that's how you would talk to somebody, type like it. Because it's human to human. We always put this idea that we've got to have some sort of level of professionalism, or we've got to speak a little bit differently between business people because that's how they all talk and they've all got to plumb up their arse. No, just be you. If someone wants to buy from you, they will. If they don't, they won't. It's not rocket science, really. I know that's easy for, you know, coming from somebody that's now 2-3 years into a successful business with that, but we've not changed our style. We've literally just built an audience based on people that like to see the stuff that I get up to. Simple as that. And if that's not answered the question properly, come and speak to me afterwards and I'll explain a bit more.
Yeah.
Do you use the automation tools like I imagine with 25,000 sort of followers that
yeah.
you would, the Leonards and that kind of thing. And how do you feel? Have you ever used ads and have they worked for you? I'm looking at ads.
So two questions.
Yes.
Automation first. Automation is fucking awesome when it's done correctly and when it is done in a way that it can't be detected. You plug any third-party tool into LinkedIn, you're breaching their terms and conditions, even scheduling tools. It's written in their terms and conditions. They've got this, some lawyers had a right wank fest writing that out. It covers everything. But there are so many automation tools that you can use. DuckSoup is the one that we use. Now, we don't do it to build audiences. What we do it is to search and to pull people's URLs off. The you know, your unique URL for your LinkedIn, because then we can target messaging and things like that for our clients. Personally, we don't use it. Everything that we've done through channel growth is just through content. Ads, if you've got, has anyone got a spare £5,000 to £8,000 in their pocket they're willing to spend right now? Because that's your first week if you're gonna run an ad. Return on investment, I've not yet spoke to anybody. We did some work for a very large bank who spent well in excess of six figures for branding and got fuck all from it. Personally, if you've got money to spend on ads, do it on Facebook.
Okay. Can I just point out that with reaching tools today, thousands of people being banned on LinkedIn using reaching tools today.
They're spending a lot of time and effort trying to detect third-party tools. LinkedIn Helper had it about a month ago. They stopped using. They've built something in to cover the coding now,
good.
But
and they take steps to
not. Oh, they want people to pay for their services basically, rather than using the automation stuff. I saw a hand just here for.
For paid ads, I own language schools in Brazil, and
yep.
It performs better than Facebook.
What's
but I limit the click, you know, like I put like not the minimum. If it's if the minimum is like 60 cents of a Brazilian real.
Yeah.
I use like 65, and then I get more traffic and I get more leads from there than I get from Facebook, I think. I don't know if it's because people are not using it in Brazil a lot.
Possibly. A lot of it is down to where your ad's placed, what the content is, and what the product is. And it's a combination of those three. In the UK, if someone has got any anecdotal evidence to counter this, I've not heard of anyone yet really raving about LinkedIn ads.
And I have another thing to ask.
Yep.
About videos, if you think you have if it's better to use native or
yes.
from YouTube, because I tried two things.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, native seemed to be okay, and then it just stopped. Then now I'd rather post a picture than a video.
Yeah. Very quickly on that, because there's so much information to give out there. Video, native video will always outwin links. Anything that takes you away from the platform, LinkedIn will try and mark it down. If you know anything about the algorithmic workflow, there's a document released by one of the LinkedIn geniuses, Phil something or other, and he shows you the breakdown of the workflow, how it assesses whether the video or the content is quality, low quality, or spam, and what happens. Anything that takes you away from the feed, classed as low quality, you're not going to get the same level of engagement unless you've got some sort of pod going on. Is anyone in a pod?
No,
a pod, it's fake engagement. It's where you it was described recently as a jerk circle by somebody on a podcast. I won't tell you who that was. It is. I've just posted on LinkedIn. Please go and like and comment on my stuff, which is great because you're telling the algorithms really early on that post's good. But it's just the same people commenting and liking.
It's a BNI group.
It's a BNI group. Yeah. It's not. There's if anyone's following Mike Winnett, who is he's exposing the Contrepreneur series. Look for Mike Winnett on YouTube. There's mine and his podcast about pods, and there's no holes barred with what we discuss. If you've got kids in the room, perhaps push them out when we're talking. Yes, sir.
So if you're using your services as part of the sales and marketing,
yep.
How do you engage with people?
How do we engage with people?
Say you've got a sales team, you've got marketing.
Yep.
And you don't really want to engage with Facebook because it's a B2B platform.
Yep.
How do you use your services? So if you were going to pitch for...
I'm trying not to pitch our services, but I know the question. Yeah. What we would recommend is that you would, first of all, get your team trained up so they're all at the same level of competency on the platform. Perhaps introduce some gamification within it. Make sure that they've followed somebody's real good advice and training on LinkedIn. And then that company might give you a strategy as well on how to go on forward in terms of creating content, engaging with that content, audiences, target, that sort of stuff. I didn't pitch there, did I?
No,
that's good.
probably one more question just because we're running out of time.
Cameraman?
I suspect that...
Unless you're about to tell me it's not filmed, and then that's not...
No. This is kind of against my interest, but I suspect that professional video on LinkedIn... most of the video I see is just people
talking heads.
And it seems to do quite well. So
yeah.
Do you think there's space for it, or is there? It's not holding the market. It's just a bad idea.
We have 9 videographer clients. Yeah, my videos are incredibly low budget quality. If you go on there, you'll see me farting around a swimming pool today. And that was genuinely taken this morning. It was just a bit of a piss take. But yeah, it's such a video in terms of view. So I mentioned at the very beginning about a post view is just being featured on someone's feed. A video view, the analytics, is actually somebody watching the video for a minimum 3 seconds. So you know that those views, they have physically engaged with the post for it to count as an analytical tick. So video in terms of reach. So our content averages about 35,000-40,000 views for text. Video, it's about 8,000 or 9,000. I'll take video all day long because I know that's 8,000 or 9,000 that have minimum seen some of my content. It's not just featured on someone's feed. Very, very, very quickly. Does anyone know about the Find Nearby feature on LinkedIn? Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you switch it on all now, yeah. switch it on now on your LinkedIn, if you've got your device handy, under the bit where it says you know, connect with your network, so it's the little two heads at the bottom, you've got a feature at the top, you've got view connections and find nearby. If you click that find nearby and switch it on, then everybody who's got it turned on in the room will suddenly pop up and you can connect with everybody in the room. If you don't want to connect with everybody in the room, obviously don't do it. But it's when you're in... Sorry, I know I talk very, very fast. So on your tabs, you've got your home button, then you've got the two little heads. So click the two little heads. At the very top, you've got your connection number, then your find nearby, and then you've got add contacts on the right. So the one in the middle, give that a click, and then everyone's head will pop up.
Zero people.
Have you got your... It's all switched on. They have recently released an update, so it might have buggered. But I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There you go. Oh, we got two. Kelsey. We're connected. There you go. So we've got... There we go.
While everyone's connected.
There we go.
Thanks for that.
No, that's right.